Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning? Our Father, we thank you today for the blessing of your presence. We thank you for your word that came to us powerfully in the first session. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And now, Lord, we are ready to hear from you again. Speak to us this morning. By your word, let our lives be changed again. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated in his presence. Once again, I want to appreciate God for this opportunity to stand upon this exalted altar. And I want to thank God for my Father, both in the faith and in the flesh. The Lord bless you, sir, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, we are going to be looking at God's word. It's captioned, Engaging the Master Key to a World of Supernatural Turnarounds. And with particular emphasis on this very clear aspect. What is the worth of an encounter? What is the worth of an encounter? It has been said that life is an adventure in opportunities. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11, the Bible says that the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong, bread is not to the wise, riches not to men of understanding, and favor not to men of skill, but time and chance or time and opportunity happeneth to them all. There is no greater opportunity in destiny than an encounter with God. When a man encounters God, everything changes. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 21. And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel at Shiloh. And the Lord appeared unto Samuel, or revealed himself to Samuel, by the word of the Lord. The start of the destiny of Samuel was at the point of his encounter with God. If you check through the scriptures, you will discover that the beginning of every great destiny starts with the encounter with God. When a man encounters God, his story is rewritten. You have come to this mountain of Shiloh. As you encounter God here, your story shall be rewritten. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, as you encounter God here, your story shall be rewritten. When we look at scriptures, we begin to see examples that are illustrations of the transformative power of encountering God. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, the Bible said, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, every encounter with God will always provoke a change of story. For somebody upon this mountain, by the time you are returning, your description has changed supernaturally. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now let's take some examples from scriptures and see how the stories of men were changed as they encounter God. Number one example is, we look at the example of Abraham. One encounter turned Abraham into a symbol of generational blessing. Abraham had lived for 75 years. Nothing to be written about him. Nothing to be recorded concerning him. The time had passed, and he was passing with the time. But in chapter 12 of Genesis, beginning from verse 1, the Bible said, the Lord had said unto Abraham, arise, depart from your father's house, go to a place that I will show you, and as you go, I will bless you. He said, and as you go, I will bless thee, I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And verse 3, it tells us there, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. We look at the story of Abraham, and we discover from that point on, the story of Abraham changed. He seemed to have been written off, But by an encounter, his story was rewritten again. For somebody here, I don't know who may have written you off, but on this mountain of an encounter, God will rewrite your story. The man who had no identity, in chapter 12 of Genesis, we are told concerning Abraham, in chapter 13 and verse 1, the Bible said verse 1 and 2 concerning Abraham, it said that Abraham became very rich in silver, in gold, in cattle. He became very rich in silver and in gold and in cattle. Everything began to multiply around him because an encounter provoked him into the realm of blessing. For somebody here, I see the encounters upon this mountain taking you to the realm of blessing. How blessed was Abraham? In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14 to 20, we are told concerning Abraham how that he had 318 of his own armed bodyguards. How much was the population of the earth in the day of Abraham? That the Bible says he had 318 of them trained and armed. Armed to the point that the Bible says that they went and took on three nations and won the battle. A man against nations on the basis of an encounter that brought about a change of story. In Genesis 24, we are told concerning Abraham and verse 1. It says, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So the man Abraham became the description of blessing. To the point that we are told in the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, and that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Abraham became synonymous with blessing on the basis of an encounter with God. My prayer is that for each one of us, by the encounter you are having upon this mountain, your story and your description will change supernaturally. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I say your story and your description will change supernaturally. You believe it, say louder, amen. So we find Abraham becoming the epitome of blessing on the basis of an encounter with God. In Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1 to 3, we are told there, it said, ye that follow after righteousness, look unto Abraham your father, look unto Sarah that bare thee, for I called him alone and blessed him. It said, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all of our waste places. He will make our wilderness like Eden, and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. When you look at that, that describes what happened to Abraham, and Abraham became the pattern of blessing for you and for me. What that simply means is that you trace back the story of Abraham. It started at the point of that encounter. From the age of 0 to 75, there was no mark. But by the time Abraham encountered God, his story was rewritten. Do you know what it means for a person to live 75 years and there is nothing to document about him? Nothing to write home about. So much so that when he said, I'm going to where God has said I should go, nobody tried to stop him because it did not matter to them. Whether he was going to live or die was of no relevance. Nobody was bothered about whether he would be buried or not. There was no one who would be going to check where his gravesite was going to be. But then suddenly something changed. He met with God and suddenly his story changed. Today we are still talking about the man people forgot about at the beginning. 75 years of irrelevance. But yet one encounter brought him to eternal relevance. There is somebody hearing my voice this morning. People may have forgotten about you, written your story off, but as you meet with God upon this mountain, God will change your story. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. God will change your story. Number two example we have is the example of Isaac. Isaac also had his beginning with an encounter with God. An encounter with God. And by that encounter, we found Isaac becoming the envy of the world power of his days. Now, look at the Bible very closely. You discover something about Isaac. Isaac had two major mentions before his encounter. The time he was born, and when he was weaned, and then when he was married. Beyond that, no record. When he was born, Genesis 21. When he was weaned, and then when he was married. Even the marriage, they had to help him to marry. Isaac was 40 years old, and they had to help him. Abraham sent his servant, go and look for a wife. He can't find his way around. You look for a wife. Bring the wife and give to him. But Genesis 26, something changed. The Bible said in verse 2 down to verse 4, the Lord appeared unto Isaac. And he said, go not down to Egypt, but dwell in the land which I tell thee of. The Lord appeared unto Isaac. And by verse 12 down to verse 14, Isaac sowed in the land, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold. And the Bible said, the man waxed great. He went forward until he became very great. And what happened? And the Philistines envied him. The person that the servant had to pity to help to bring a wife became the envy of the world power of his day by one encounter with God. There is somebody here that people may have pitied before, but by one encounter with God, you shall be envied. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. By one encounter with God, you shall be envied. How envied was Isaac? Verse 16 to 30, we have one very, very interesting situation that took place. Isaac departed because of certain things that took place. And the Bible said the Philistines came to meet him. The king and his war general, the chief of army staff. And they came to meet with Isaac. And they said, make a covenant with us that you will not hurt us, that you will not harm us. We have not done you evil. Just make an agreement with us. We don't want you to, we can see that God has blessed you. We can see that you have been elevated. And we don't want you to harm us. Do you know what it means for a man who was formerly pitied to have nations having peace negotiation with him? That a nation will come and have a peace treaty with a man, not a country, a man. Because God had blessed him by reason of that encounter with him. It is encounters that makes life to count. For somebody here, that encounter that will give definition to your destiny will occur upon this mountain before you depart. If you believe it, say louder, amen. The Bible says that you and I are children of promise like Isaac was. When you talk about a child of promise, it means two things. One, he was promised. Two, he had potential. Promises are things that have the ability to happen. But the potential could not come forth until he had an encounter. Please hear this. Potential will never be provoked until you have an encounter. It is an encounter that provokes the potential inside of you. For somebody upon this mountain, the encounter that will unleash what God has put inside of you will occur upon this mountain. If you believe it, say louder, amen. I said, if you believe it, say louder, amen. The third example we have is the example of Jacob. Jacob was a man that was a fugitive. Jacob ran away from his brother to the land of his uncle, Laban. Jacob again carried his load and ran away from Laban, finding a place to hide. He was a man on the run. He was a man on the run, an individual that seemed to have no identity. But then in Genesis 32, the Bible says verse 24 down to verse 28, and there wrestled a man with Jacob when he was left alone. And he wrestled with him to the day of breaking of dawn. Let me go. He said, for the day breaking, I will not let you go until you bless me. I said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. You will no longer be called Jacob, but now Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. Look at that concerning Jacob. A man who was a fugitive suddenly was converted by one encounter into a nation. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and then it lighted upon all of Israel. By one encounter, that story of Jacob turned around. Look at a man running from one place to the other, trying to hide. But then God says, no, you are no more a man. By this encounter, you have become a nation. You know, one thing, men can hide, but nations can't hide. He became an uncoverable entity. The Bible tells us concerning Jacob, how that this man became Israeli, entered into the land of Egypt. And by the time Israel was coming out, it was 3 million people strong. From one man, a definite encounter, giving him a definite place in destiny. For somebody, the encounter you have upon this mountain will give you a definite place in destiny. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Let's go further. Look at the example of Moses. Moses is an interesting case. He was born and then taken to the house of Pharaoh, where he was raised by the daughter of Pharaoh. He was raised among royalty. But Moses was a man that, you know, understood that he was sent, as it were, for the liberty of the people of Israel. But he was a man without an encounter. He went, tried to deliver one Israelite from one Egyptian. Somebody sent to deliver an entire nation. He tried to deliver one. And as a result of that, he went into exile. Troubles on every side. And now Moses is at the age of 80. Traumatized by his experience. The Bible said that Moses, when he was in Egypt, was mighty in words and mighty in wisdom. But by the trauma he experienced, I believe, Moses had become a chronic stammerer. No longer he could not put sentences together anymore because of the trauma of his experience. But then suddenly God appeared in Exodus chapter 3 and he said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. And from that encounter, the Bible says Moses rose to the point. Look at what it says concerning Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 down to verse 12. The one who was a stammerer, who could not speak, who had no effect, the one who was relegated to the backside of the wilderness, he said, there arose not in Israel any prophet, beginning from verse 10, please. He said, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord did what? Knew face to face. What was the product of that encounter? Signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt and all his servants and to all of his land. Look at verse 12 concerning this same man, Moses. He says, and in all the mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all of Israel, nobody compared to him by reason of one encounter with God. One encounter with God. He knew him face to face, and nobody could stand before his face. By reason of one encounter, the story of Moses changed. Please hear this. It is never too late when a man meets God. They may tell you that time has passed, that your season has gone. Like they thought that Moses' case was closed. But at that age of 80, he had one encounter with God. Until tomorrow, Moses can never be forgotten. By one encounter with God. My prayer today is that for each one of us upon this mountain, you will encounter God in an irrecoverable manner. You believe it? Say louder, amen. Who else? We have Gideon in scriptures. Gideon was a man that was hiding himself because of the terrorism of the Midianites. But in chapter 6 of Judges, verse 12 down to verse 16, the Bible said the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon. And as a result of that appearance, that encounter, the story of Gideon changed. He said, go in this thy might. He became a man of might. A weakling became a hero on the basis of an encounter. When you encounter God, your description suddenly changes. God met Gideon hiding,
But by reason of that encounter, Gideon became the standard of the nation. There are people here today who perhaps you have been hiding. You have been undercover. There has been no way to unveil the things that God has put inside of you. But by one encounter, by one encounter, by one encounter, upon this mountain, there will be a change of story for you. I said there will be a change of story for you. By one encounter upon this mountain, there will be a change of story for you. It came to the point that they began to shout, the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. The sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. He was a man by reason of that encounter that became the epitome of the standard of God for the nation. He became by reason of one encounter. That's going to be somebody's experience here. In the name of Jesus Christ. We come over to the New Testament and we find the man Peter. Who was Peter? Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. A frustrated fisherman, but encountered Christ. A frustrated fisherman. We have toiled all night. We have caught nothing. He was a man that perhaps did not know how he would feed his children. Everything looked upside down. He was a man that was on the brink of business collapse. And then Jesus encountered him. And by that one encounter, Peter became the leading apostle. By one encounter with Christ. You look at Acts chapter 2, and the Bible shows how Peter jumped out and began to speak to the nation from verse 14 to verse 41. And by it, Peter's declarations and speaking, 3,000 people gave their lives to Christ on the spot and were added to the church. One encounter catapulted him to relevance. Where were the other fishermen who were around Peter at that time? Many of them, no record. Peter was not an educated man. But there was a man with an encounter. Your certificate will not matter if you don't encounter God. Please hear this and hear it very well. Your ultimate advantage in destiny is an encounter with God. Daniel 11:32. Those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. For you, this will be your mountain of encounters. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. I said, somebody believe me, say a louder amen. In Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16, we are told there concerning Peter. Peter the apostle was always separated from the rest by that encounter. He said that Peter was walking, and he said they brought people that were sick from all the villages, the towns all around, and they put them on couches. He said, so that the shadow of Peter by any means may just overshadow some of them. He said, but as Peter passed, they were healed, every one of them. By one encounter, we saw Peter operating in realms that were unheard of. There are people who will begin to operate in realms that no one has ever heard of before. You believe it? Say a loud amen. Who else? We have Paul, who was a nuisance to the kingdom, but by reason of an encounter, he became a kingdom celebrity. A nuisance. A nuisance to the kingdom. But by encounters. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 to 7, verse 1 in particular, the Bible says concerning Paul, he said this, he said, I will come now to visions and to revelations of the Lord. That was what changed the story of Paul. Visions and revelations of the Lord. He was a man of deep encounters. A man of vivid visitations. And as a result of that, he became a man of outstanding manifestations. You and I must understand that it is an encounter that makes the difference in the journey of life and destiny. Concerning Paul, we are told in Acts chapter 14 and verse 11, he said, the gods have come to us in the likeness of man. He was a man of unusual encounters. And as a result of that, he became a man of unusual manifestations. You remember that demon in the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 14 and 15 that captured the seven sons of Sceva. He said, Jesus, I know. And what? Paul, I know. He said, but who are you? I know Paul. His name is feared in hell. by an encounter with God, it became a terror to the kingdom of darkness. There is somebody hearing me that by the encounter you are having upon this mountain, you will become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Somebody believe it, say the loudest amen. Well, I've heard the testimony of God's servant, our father. He said that he was reading a book, The Apostle of Faith, concerning Smith Wigglesworth. And in that book, he had an encounter just via a testimony that he saw. You see, God will give you visitations through any avenue. So don't toy with it. How he said that he saw in that book how Smith Wigglesworth came out because he heard some noise in his house and entered the living room and saw an image sitting upon his rocking chair, rocking back and forth with long horns. And he said he looked at it and turned back and hissed. He said, I didn't even know it's you, the devil, and went back to sleep. By that encounter, he said something exploded concerning his placement in Christ. That I'm seated far above all principalities and powers. And by that encounter, we have seen how he has become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Where kidnappers will kidnap a person and they will say, and the person will say, I'm a son of Bishop Oyedepo. Say, what did you say? Son of who? Son of who? Some years ago, somebody was coming to Shiloh. And then armed robbers met him on the road and slapped him. Quah! And then his flyer fell out. When the flyer fell out, he saw the picture of God's servant on it. He said, what? He said, I'm going to Shiloh. He carried the flyer, put it back in the Bible. He said, return the slab back. Return it. If that is where you are going, return the slab back. Because an encounter made him a terror to the kingdom of darkness. There is somebody hearing me, by the encounter you are having upon this mountain, you will become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now, that is why it's important that while we thank God for great teachings and great preachings that go on in the body of Christ today, nothing will ever compare with a believer having a personal encounter with God. Nothing will ever compare. He said concerning Abraham, I called him alone and I blessed him. God may assemble the congregation, but he will visit the individual. It is a personal encounter that makes the difference. And I pray that this morning, by this encounter you are having, your destiny will be differentiated. Somebody believe me, say a loud amen. Now, let's look at some of the effects of a genuine encounter with God. What are some of the effects of a genuine encounter with God? Number one, it strengthens our faith. When a man encounters God, his faith is strengthened. Abraham encountered God, and we have the record of it in Romans chapter 4. And the Bible says, verse 20 and verse 21, it said concerning this man Abraham, that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. When a man encounters God, there is strength that comes to his faith. That is why you find individuals that encounter God, they don't waver in their positioning with God. Their faith is continuously strengthened. Romans 10 and verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I've heard God's servant put it this way, faith comes by hearing, and hearing from God. Which means faith comes by hearing and encountering God. Encountering God. We heard God's servant, our father, say here yesterday that many have belittled the issue of our faith to simply faith in his word. But he said it is faith in God. It is in the person. It is in the person. And that is what gives validity to the promise. So it strengthens your faith every time you find a man that encounters God. Number two, it reinforces our confidence in God. Encountering God reinforces our confidence in God. In Romans chapter 4, again, verse 17 to verse 19, we are told concerning Abraham that God has spoken to him and he says, so shall thy seed be. And as a result of that, he says, he hoped against hope. His confidence was strengthened to where he could not be discouraged. A man or woman that encounters God never needs encouragement. They are always self-encouraged. Their confidence is intact. That will become your experience from now. Number three, it makes us unshakable in our walk with God. When you find a man that encounters God, he doesn't stagger following God. He's unshakable. He's sure-footed. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, he said, he staggered not. When a man encounters God, he doesn't stagger. He continuously is sure-footed in following after God. Shout hallelujah. Remember that one of the vital requirements for anyone walking with God is to remain steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. When a man or woman encounters God, they become unshakable in their walk with God. Unshakable. That will become somebody's experience here. Number four, it keeps us focused. It keeps us focused. When a man encounters God, he remains focused. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16 and 17, Paul the Apostle speaking there very clearly. He made this statement. He said that for me to, he said, to preach the gospel, I have necessity laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. By an encounter, he became a man that was focused, a man that could not be deviated, and therefore his destiny could not be diverted. For somebody here, by reason of the encounter you are having, you will no longer lose focus. Paul said in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, he said, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. That I may finish my course with joy. None of these things move me. He was a man that could not be distracted. A man that could not be dissuaded by reason of his encounter with God. That will become somebody's experience here. From this day onward, you will never be deviated again. And number five, it opens a new chapter to the life of every believer. Check through the scriptures. Every encounter opens a new chapter. 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. So there is a continuous change as long as there are continuous encounters. Every encounter opens a new chapter. Opens a new chapter. Shout hallelujah. It opens a new chapter in the life of an individual. It opens a new chapter in the life of an individual. That will become your experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we begin to conclude this morning, let's look at the following avenues or the following dimensions in which God encounters us through his word. Number one is he brings direction. The word of God brings direction. Every encounter with God gives direction to the life of an individual. God appeared to Abraham, we saw it earlier, Genesis chapter 12, and suddenly he said, go to the place I will show you. Abraham's destiny encountered direction by meeting with God. Number two, it brings instruction. 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 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 and 17, it says that all scripture is profitable, and among other things is profitable for instruction. Number three, it brings reproof. It brings reproof. It brings reproof. When you encounter God, he will always bring you reproof. Stop it. That's the wrong place. Stop it. That's the wrong way. Stop it. That's the wrong thing. Reproof. Number four, it will bring correction. It will bring correction. Correction. And finally, number five, it will bring illumination. In other words, you encounter God, you are lighted by him.
John chapter 1 and verse 9. This is the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. For somebody here upon this mountain, God's word will bring you direction. God's presence will give you illumination. Upon this mountain, you will be brought correction. Reproof will come your way, and as a result of it, your destiny will stand out supernaturally. Lift up your right hand to heaven right now and give glory to God for his word that you have received this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word that has come my way. I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Welcome to your season of encounters. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
For the great word, let's give Jesus a big hand of praise.